Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye, Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The Transgressors service comes up here in about 10 minutes, and we have a storm over southern Mississippi that's pretty fairly intense by my News Radio ThreatNet radar's judgment. It's going to be moving east over Alabama here shortly, and then later on this afternoon, 2, 3, 4, something like that. The weather here locally is going to be fairly strong. It's only a 1 on the 5 scale, but it's not a 0, okay? So just be aware that later on today is probably a time to be aware. Joining us now, we have Julio Diaz. He is the host of Let's Go Pensacola, 4 o'clock on Saturday here on News Radio, and the host of the Pensacola Movie Club. And he joins us every Friday. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. I, too, have been called a 1 on the scale, but at least I'm not a 0.
Look, you are
but,
a 10
look,
in every
look,
way,
good dating
sir.
Profiles are a whole separate matter, okay? So... I'm a 1 on it, but not a 0. I'll take it. I assume you guys watched Guardians last night. Guardians, what? This is 3, right?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Yes, that's correct.
My son said it was great. What did you all think?
I agree with your son. I thought it was fantastic. I think this is a fantastic summation of this series of movies. This is the end of the line for this version of the Guardians of the Galaxy. We may see another version of the Guardians of the Galaxy. We may see some of these characters again, but as you may or may not know, James Gunn, who has been the writer and director behind all 3 of these films, is leaving Marvel and is in fact the new co-head CEO of DC Films.
Oh,
so he will be
So
he will be shepherding, and there's already been a big announcement about what the plans are. But he is going to be shepherding along with Peter Safran the DC films starting next year. We've got a couple more films, and this Flash movie that's coming out in 6 weeks is supposed to lead into what's coming down the pipe there. But we know that for a fact that he is also writing and directing a new Superman movie.
Yeah.
So that is coming, and I think we get a little bit of
a preview.
Is that
an apology movie for Batman v Superman? Is that what that is?
Well, I mean, there's going to be some kind of reboot going on.
I got you.
But I think we get a little bit of a preview of what his Superman might look at in the character of Adam Warlock in this movie. Some of the ways this guy moves and looks are very Superman-like. So if you're looking for a hint of what that might look like, that's something you're going to get out of this movie. But what you're really going to get out of this movie is just the absolute love of these characters and the journey that we've been on with these characters. And this one is really Rocket's story. This is Rocket has kind of been the kind of the stealth protagonist of the whole Guardian series, and
right.
This movie really ties that together. You find out about his origins. There is some of this that's a little hard to watch. I'm going to warn you if you've got smaller kids to maybe you might want to see it first, because some of it is a little disturbing. Not in a rated R kind of way. It's still a PG-13, but some of it's going a little hard, and but it has to be. It's the emotion of this story and just seeing these characters together, and it's just all around great. I couldn't be happier with it.
Outstanding. Well, yeah, no, it's kind of funny you should mention that, because he was the character I knew best kind of coming in from reading comics. I didn't really know Guardians itself all that well, but I knew Rocket Raccoon somewhat well. So, no, I'm excited to see it. I'm looking forward to it. We also have Love Again that's out this week, which is the Priyanka Chopra Jonas movie. I guess she goes on a bad date with her actual real-life husband, which is maybe a funny pretext, but is the movie any good?
Yeah, well, I mean, aside from the fact that it's got the most generic title in the history of movies ever, you might as well just call it movie. you thought plane and ambulance were bad, but no, here we go. Yeah, I mean, the reviews are not really great on this one. I think you might be slightly off about the premise. Apparently, she's sending texts to her dead husband, not realizing that the number has been reassigned to someone else. And this guy is a journalist who just happened. He falls in love with her via the text, and his assignment just happens to be to interview Celine Dion, who's playing herself in this, and he enlists Celine Dion's help to, find this woman and, meet in real life and fall in love, et cetera, et cetera.
So Celineo de Bergerac, is that what I'm hearing? Kind of a gender reversal?
I've worked with celebrities for more than 25 years. I have interviewed, I don't know how many celebrities. I won't say that I've never, made friends with them. I've got celebrities on my Facebook that I've made friends with, et cetera, et cetera. I've had good experiences. I never would have asked one of them to help me hook up a date.
Well, I think your wife would have objected anyway, but
not even Deep Roy. Come on.
That's just not
even Deep Roy. Oh, that's funny.
No, Deep Roy is always up to hell.
He's always up to hell. He's always up to hell.
If anybody could, Deep Roy, I trust Deep Roy to be my wingman.
He'd be good at it.
Dude, that gentleman is filthy.
All right, so we that's the movies that are out this week. What are you watching next week, Julio?
Not sure yet, but check out our Facebook, Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook. As soon as we know that, we will post it up there.
Outstanding. As always, thanks for the time. Thanks for the laughs. That's funny. Happy to be a one, not a zero. Julio Diaz. No, he's the best. Good friend, Julio. Let's go Pensacola 4 o'clock tomorrow here on News Radio. And, of course, as you said, the Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook. Sir, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Adrian.
Transgressor ceremony comes up in just a moment. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And as we take a look around, we're watching this one accident. It's Highway 90 in Milton, and as things slow down, the left lane is closed, and this is from, close to the turnoff to Avalon near the PSC Milton campus, and it's backed up to past Dogwood Drive now. The left lane is shut down after an accident. Traffic tip, 6437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Join Alex Gardner with Pensacola Children's Chorus Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Alex will be telling us all about Showtime, their annual end-of-the-season extravaganza, and singing the summer interactive camps that are coming up. He'll be taking your calls and questions Monday at 10 with the Pensacola Children's Chorus on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who've transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. First, the San Francisco Target store, which recently responded to repeated theft of its cosmetic products by putting the entire section under lock and key in plexiglass cabinets. Yes, sadly, the Folsom Street store near the Mission District claims to have been such a victim of organized retail theft that they have no other choice than to secure this area in a clear act of racism, sexism, and anti-woke capitalism. Now, how is it possible in the holy Mecca of the Golden Gate City that anyone would fail to recognize the truth that all things belong to all people, and then what Target is calling retail theft is really just the more efficient reallocation of scarce eyeliner and lipstick onto the deserving faces of the downtrodden? Now, some critics have foolishly claimed that the rise in non-consensual redistribution of makeup, among other so-called crimes, has been facilitated by the city's elimination of cash bail for non-violent offenses, and the understaffed police department, which has not replaced the 25% of its workforce, 562 officers, who retired or resigned in the last few years. And even though the murder of Cash App founder Bob Lee and the crowbar attack that left Fire Commissioner Dan Carmignani hospitalized might seem to indicate there is a violence problem in San Francisco, of course we, the enlightened, know that the rise in redistributive justice actions by non-paying customers is the result of the citywide epiphany that the only crime that counts is thought crime, and that we are all our brother's mascara keeper. Instead of violating citizens' human rights by locking up their products, Target should embrace the truth that we own nothing and that concepts like private property are just vestigial prejudices held over from the lingering structures of patriarchal oppression, especially when it comes to the entrenched misogyny of cosmetics. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, we want to thank Her Majesty, former First Lady Michelle Obama, for finally re-entering the fray as a nutrition warrior with the announcement this week that she is starting a company that will create healthy food and drink for children.
Dessert is not a right.
The new company, Pleasy, will roll out its very first product, a 75% reduced sugar flavored drink that contains extra fiber, potassium, magnesium, and zinc, and comes in vibrant flavors like sour apple, blueberry blast, and orange smash, and will be available online at Target and Walmart.
You know, I can't go to Target.
Retailing for a mere $1 per 8-ounce can, this revolutionary product is going to be a game changer for all the malnourished and impoverished children of America who have been clamoring for an unsweetened canister of fiber-rich refreshment at twice the cost of juice and soda.
If it tastes good, you'll eat it, right? You don't care what it is.
So here's to you, Mrs. Obama, for inventing a delightful product that nobody wants, and selling it under a name nobody can pronounce, for a price nobody can afford, at a time when nobody cares. Good for you. Maybe Dylan Mulvaney can be your spokesman. I hear it's available.
I can get an amen on that.
Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we want to celebrate, applaud, honor, lift up, and generally wiggle our jazz hands as exuberantly as we can about the U.S. Navy's Digital Ambassador Program for using Yo Person Second Class Joshua Kelly as their very first representative. Now, before I continue, I must warn you that this message contains the name of a Republican former U.S. president, which many of you find triggering. Cover your ears if you must. We understand. Yo Them Kelly, whose stage name is Harpy Daniels, is a non-binary they-them Instagram and TikTok influencer who routinely performs in drag while off-duty, including during a lip-sync competition during deployment on the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan. There, I said it. You may uncover your ears. As part of the Navy's effort to solve its persistent low recruiting numbers in an overweight culture whose anti-military sensibilities our own order has very proudly helped cultivate, the service is actively reaching out through non-traditional agents to demonstrate its commitment to diversity and inclusion. Of course, what we love about this representation is the message it sends to all the morally divergent and sexually alternate persons in our world that no freak flag flies too far astern for inclusion in our modern military. And now finally, all the fine sailors past, present, and future can, at long last, stop working so hard to deny the callous jokes and jabs from the Army and Air Force about what goes on during shipboard deployments. No more repression, no more pretending, no more consistent uniform standards of conduct. Anything goes in this modern Navy that finally embraces its village people reality.
In the Navy, yes, you can sail the seven seas.
In the Navy,
yes, you can put your mind at ease.
In the Navy,
come on now, people, make a stand.
In the Navy,
can't you say we need a hand?
Yes, indeed, in the Navy, we all need a hand. And a feather boa and translucent platform heels. You go, girl! Get fierce, sailor! Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Now, before we dismiss, a few announcements. Carl Swanson is still recovering at home this week after he inadvertently consumed a piece of net-caught smoked salmon that had been stored in a freezer right next to some non-cage-free chicken. I know, food supply threats are scary for everyone. Also, keep Jennifer Toronelli in your mantras as she is entering her fifth week of being unable to return to work after personally witnessing a male coworker tell a female coworker that she, and I quote, looked very pretty today. As you may recall, Jennifer once had a male suitor very aggressively hold open a restaurant door for her without even asking her consent. She hasn't been the same since, and this latest episode has understandably left her nearly incapacitated with the trauma. And of course, let us not forget Scott Ross, who is still in the hospital after discovering that his employer was paying him 15% more than a female coworker with less experience, lower productivity, and fewer clocked weekly hours. We are so sorry you had to find out you were being paid based on your value to the company, Scott. Immediately following the service, please join us in the Narthex for fellowship and refreshments. Martha Gunderson has brought peanut-free, plant-based, imitation free-range tuna casserole for lunch, cooked with 83% certified solar power, by the way. And Jane Scroggins has brought her pageant-winning, sugar-free, chocolate-free, mid-to-low THC content brownies and conflict-free, fair trade decaf Nicaraguan lattes made with a blend of pacamara and maracatura beans, steamed with locally sourced latex-free soy milk. Donations are mandatory and appreciated. And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
We are our brother's mascara's keeper. Really, dude?
I thought you'd go for the latex-free soy milk.
Latex-free soy. I've got a lot. Low to medium THC brownies. I mean...
Candy's got traffic on the vibes.
The village people. You're going to have a whole bunch of people mad at you. And anyway, watching an accident. This is in Milton. It's on Highway 90. Now, westbound is very, very slow. In fact, the left lane is shut down after an accident from near the turnoff to Avalon back to almost Dogwood Drive in Milton. So caution there. And certainly if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping and at Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for your no-hassle estimate. 250-3756. That's Executive Landscaping. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Mm-hmm. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. Hey, David.
Thousands of illegal immigrants are expected to start pouring into Texas next week when Title 42 expires. To make room in shelters, they've now restarted a migrant busing program that ships asylum seekers to sanctuary cities like Chicago and New York.
What are the governors of border states like Texas supposed to do? Border communities that are being overwhelmed.
Senator John Cornyn, and he's hoping the outrage will get the attention of President Biden. And in New York, the Office of Immigrant Affairs expects the number of arrivals will soon be more than 1,000 per day. One man has died, another injured, several others injured after a magnitude 6.5 earthquake in Japan. The epicenter of that quake was in the city of Suzu, which is northwest of Tokyo. And there's a new artificial intelligence system being developed. This is at the University of Texas. Well, this one is kind of interesting. It could help people with speech issues. This one is designed to translate brain activity into a continuous stream of text. It's similar to ChatGPT, it says, but it doesn't require a surgical implant. The test of the technology had people listen to podcasts while they were hooked up to an MRI scanner, and then it translated their thoughts. And apparently it wasn't word for word, but it did translate the gist of their thoughts.
Okay, so the joke's going to be like, if it's not better than autocorrect, it's not going to be all that great. But or your phone's autocorrect. But good Lord, we now have a non-implant-based brainwave monitoring AI that can hear your thoughts and turn out text that's even close to accurate? I'm out. You know the surveillance possibilities for something? Oh, no.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that.
Or your dating partners.
No.
Or spouses.
This is the
end. Don't tell me. I don't know what you're thinking.
This is the law that comes in right now and stops this nonsense immediately. Wow. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Whew. Hey, you know, I talk about Christina Leavenworth a lot. I typically talk a lot about her selling homes, which is true. She's fantastic at that. And, you know, knowing the price to set, how to set that price to get the right offers, to get multiple offers, to get offers above list so you really get the best in the end. Like, all that stuff. But one of the things I don't talk as much about is the ability for her to help you buying a home. And it kind of makes sense, but just bridge that gap with me for a second. The person you want helping you buy a home is the person who's great at selling homes because she knows how the sellers think, what they're looking for, which offers will work, what's the bid to make, what other people are going to bid, you know, all of that stuff. So really, the person who's great at selling is the person who's very effective at buying as well. So whether you're buying or selling a home, and even for new homes, she can get you good deals on, you know, new builds. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. She's genuinely fantastic. 830 here on News Radio 92.3. By the way, We don't talk about this a lot, but it's true. We have a website, newsradio923.com. Click on the podcast, and you can listen to full hours of the show, interviews, and the Transgressors ceremony if you ever feel the need to share it.
Forward it to your friends if you want to show off your ignorance.
Just David, kidding. What do you have coming up, sir?
There's been an arrest in Foley for a shooting last month. More after Fox.
Temperatures dropping near 68. 30% chance of rain for your Saturday. Showers and thunderstorms possible with a high near 80 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 66. We're going to have our rain chance drop a little bit for Sunday with a 20% chance of showers. High near 82. Sunday night, temperatures drop near 69. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, 74 in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, 67 in Milton.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Your money now. Today, the markets are up. The Dow up 354.37 at 33,482.11. The S&P 500 up 42.84 at 41,04.06. And the NASDAQ is up 132.33 at 1298.73. Unemployment in April dropped to 3.4%, which matches January's numbers and tied for the lowest rate since 1969. The Labor Department reports this morning that the economy added about 253,000 non-farm jobs, which beat out analysts' estimates by about 60,000. Conservative activists who are annoyed with Bud Light over their collaboration with Dylan Mulvaney are putting a dent in the brand's bottom line. Sales down 21%.
Their shareholders, I'm sure, are saying, hey, wait a minute. I may agree with you, but I didn't invest my money for you to get involved with social issues.
That is marketing professor Thomas Cannon, who thinks there could be a ripple effect and other big companies might look at their marketing to see what could be perceived as a controversial stance. It is 8:37. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
To the hip, hop, the hibbit of a hip, hip hop, you don't stop.
I will definitely call you back later then.
Come on, wrap it up.
Big circle out.
Okay, you know what? Wrap up the circle thing. Come on.
Commissioner Parker, wrap it up, please.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Wrap it up. That, by the way, I learned the other day, and I have the evidence to prove it. I learned the other day that Dave Peach, former Commissioner Dave Peach's favorite part of my show. Put my computer on.
Hey, now you're not gonna ever take wrap it up, Commissioner Parker, off the wrap, are you?
That's my favorite part.
Oh yeah, I love that one.
Even though he's not, of course, on the commission anymore, but he loves that, and Sam Parker gets referenced in that, so that is the good stuff. But no, and he joins us now for the first time, Dave Peach, former county commissioner from Navarre. Welcome to the wrap.
Thank you, Andrew. It's great to be here. I really appreciate you asking me to come on.
If you need to tell me wrap it up, that's perfectly fine as well. We also have, and I'm a fairly good friend of this young lady, and I may be the only person that has ever said her name right on public airwaves.
But can you do it again?
And we'll see. This is going to be the test. Joy Tsubaoka.
Perfect.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Two semesters of Japanese in college paid off.
You are correct. I've always mispronounced your name, and I'm so sorry.
There are two O's. And right. Anyway, so she is a former public information officer for Santa Rosa County. She now is the marketing director for Crown Healthcare Laundry and a good friend. Joy, welcome to the wrap.
Thank you.
So this is kind of like the Santa Rosa edition. I'm kind of excited about this. Let's start with the big obvious story of the week for Santa Rosa, which is the Pea Ridge Connector, a project that you were part of helping begin, and you were there, of course, to watch it get open. What do you think?
Well, I think it's awesome. You know, like I told you out there, these things take time. And when you look to the future, I think Sam summed it up great. You know, way back when we were considering this, they said it should be two lanes only, maybe four lanes in the future. Build it right. You know, the county's growing. We decided to put four lanes in. It wasn't that much more money. Now it's done. We don't have to go back and redo things and inconvenience folks with construction again. So I'm proud to be a part of that project. I'm proud of Sam for working that project. He got beat up a little bit over that project, but you know what? That road's going to be used. And you know, you heard the fire chief, you heard the sheriff, what it's going to do for the community. So being a part of those things is awesome. And like I said, there's projects coming that I worked the whole 4 years I was in that are just getting started now. So yeah, these things take forever to get done, and that's why you got to do them right the first time.
I thought his comment was so on point that, you know, the critics of the four-lane Pea Ridge Connector are sometimes, at least, the same people who are like, why did you only make Woodbine three lanes? People.
Exactly.
You can't believe both. And the cost. It's like 10% extra to put four lanes plus bike paths plus sidewalks as opposed, because once you're mobilized and active, it's much easier to do.
Exactly.
Than to come back later, and it'll be more expensive because it's later, in addition to the fact that it's just more expensive to expand at that point. And maybe you don't get the right of way, and you know, all of these other problems. Exactly. It makes so much sense. Joy, have you been on the new road yet?
I have not, but I am looking forward to saving 20 minutes of my life whenever I want to go from one place to the other. I mean, because before this, I mean, you had to go down to Dogwood, or you had to go down to one of the Spencer Fields.
Exactly.
Where your closest way to get north. And I'm just ecstatic that you can be down in the Walmart, Chick-fil-A,
right,
PJC, or Pensacola State College area,
right, right,
and then be able to now go up quickly. And it's great to see. We've grown exponentially over the last 20 years in Santa Rosa. We've been one of the top growing counties in the United States for several years. And our infrastructure has lagged. So it's great to be able. It's hard to keep up with because it does take so long.
Exactly.
I mean, these projects move at a glacier pace. But it right. is what it is. And it's wonderful to see that our leaders have taken note and are moving forward.
Yeah, no, I thought it was great. The one thing that almost, I don't know, caught me by surprise-ish, I mean, I knew it was in the design, but it's still just the driving of it is I hadn't realized it was going to be a two-lane roundabout, which is, I think, the first in the area. I've said that several times. I think it's the only one in our, you know, couple of counties area. We have a number of roundabouts. You know, we get the one downtown on Bayfront, the one at Langley has gotten a little more attention. But there's numerous roundabouts in the area. The PSC one on the South Campus, there's one there. And they're all kind of hidden, right? The one mm-hmm. by the Walmart and Gulf Breeze. But this one is
high
not
traffic
even...
traffic area.
Yeah, it's a high traffic area, or will be. And when they open up the side... you know, the road that goes to the west side of that, you have two lanes for a roundabout, which I know people are like in their head, oh my God, oh, I mean, a roundabout, two lanes, what am I going to do? But
it's the most efficient way and safest way to move traffic through intersections.
It is.
We were putting them on bases. You know, there's one on Hurlburt, and it's educating people on how to use them. Is
and every
what
other
needs
country
to be
uses
done.
Them.
Exactly.
I mean, we're a little lagging, and as that is, as a country.
It is kind of
easy once we get through them.
And it's simple to use. If you're in, you win. That's mm-hmm. what I say. If you're in the circle, don't stop to let somebody in. You win.
Right.
You're in that circle. You
we
know,
have
keep it moving.
Let me just say this. I think that one of the problems that people in this area have as drivers with roundabouts is not that, well, y'all are just dumb drivers. That's not the problem, okay? The problem is we're too nice.
Yes.
And I run into this all the time because I have to traverse an intersection that's a fairly busy road east-west. North-south is stop signs,
yep. mm-hmm.
okay? And the people who are on the corridor and they want to stop and let you go ahead and make your turn or your cross, I'm like, brother, just do your job.
Exactly.
Stop being so nice. And if everybody is just selfish, you know, because road rules are built around the selfish person, if y'all can just be a little selfish and do your job, everything works.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, driver's ed. I had a driver's ed instructor that would smack you in the back of the head if you did something stupid. And that's how I learned to drive. He had the little brake pedal and he would lock them up, you know. So you're right. As a motorcycle rider, it scares me. when I see the left lane slowing down to stop to let someone cross traffic and I'm in the right lane. I mean,
yeah, because that's that can cause problems. So, yeah, by the way, you mentioned it, and you used to build stuff for the air. You used to build bases.
Yes.
And I don't know your bases. Retirement rank. Colonel?
Colonel. I was a full colonel.
All right, so you have a little bit of background in the infrastructure game. A
little bit.
So we got Dave Peach here with us, former county commissioner, former PIO for Santa Rosa County, Joy Tsubaoka, and also now Crown Healthcare Laundry Marketing Director. We'll talk about that coming up in just a second. Let's get Candy in here with a quick traffic on the fives.
All right, and Highway 90 in Milton, westbound from near the turnoff to PSC Milton on Avalon, back up almost to Dogwood Drive. The left lane is shut down after an accident this morning near Ollie's, just to give you another idea. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to my guests and friends, Dave and Joy. Now, Joy, this is interesting because you work for a company that until yesterday, I guess, when we were talking on the phone, but, you know, basically until today, I had never heard of, okay? Yes. Crown Healthcare Laundry, a little tiny brand new company located in, is it in Pensacola or is it in Santa Rosa?
It's in Pensacola.
Okay, it's in Pensacola, and what do they do?
We provide healthcare linen to hospitals and outpatient facilities. In a nutshell, that's what we do. We've been in Escambia County for, yes, we're brand new, 68 years. We're headquartered in Pensacola also.
Okay.
So we have two locations in Pensacola. We have 12 in the southeastern United States. So we serve the states as far north as Arkansas, Tennessee, and we go down to Central Florida. We do have 9 processing facilities and 3 distribution sites. We employ 1,700 people in Pensacola. We have...
Wait. You employ 1,700 people in Pensacola?
No.
We
about 150 in Pensacola,
okay.
but 1,
still
100 okay. across our all of our locations, and we just built a brand new facility in Atlanta to serve the hospitals and healthcare industry up there. It's 100,000 square feet. It's a huge building.
Wow.
Yeah. So I actually, it's kind of like how I fell into county government. Is like I really didn't know it existed.
Yeah.
Until I met my original boss, Sonia Daniel, who's with the supervisor of elections now.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that I had a friend that went to work there and let me know about a job opening. And I'm like, holy moly. You know, we've got this huge company that's really doing a lot to increase the economic ability of a lot of the people in Escambia County. So
you do the linens for, which is, you know, you never think about that. Like, you know, somebody's got to provide and clean.
Yes.
So, and you're not, you know, you don't want the nurses doing laundry in the basement. I mean, that's not a feasible structure. So
right. We've seen what's happened in laundry basements before. and one of the great things is it used to be that the hospitals will do it themselves many, many, many years ago, and they would have the facilities in-house. I believe that Baptist in their current facility has an in-house.
Oh, okay.
It's an on-site linen facility, but a lot of them have gone away because it's much more cost-effective to have a
outsource,
and that's what we do. So when you go and put a gown on, or unfortunately, if you're admitted into the hospital, the sheets and the blankets and things that you have, the towels, those come from typically an outside vendor, and hopefully Crown.
Hopefully, no. See, that's fascinating to me about, and that's something that, you know, again, probably very few people. You know, we have what 500,000 people that live in our 2-county area, and you know what percentage of them even knew Crown existed.
Right.
I'm willing to wager less than 5%. You
right.
know, Dave Peach is a county commissioner, and he did.
I did not.
And he did not.
That's
and
a lot
former,
of
former county commissioner in Santa Rosa. He did not. And that's I kind of wanted to bring that up a little bit because, you know, you working in economic development, of course, and you representing the county and all the work in economic development. We're seeing an explosion of development in Santa Rosa.
Yeah,
I think
Shannon's
Escambia is kind of watching in jealousy right now and kind of, you know, trying their best to catch up a little bit and, you know, turn OLF 8 into a little bit of that and, you know, some of the other tech parks and industrial parks in the area. But you've seen the same thing where companies that people had never heard of, when you became a commissioner, I assume, you discovered all kinds of things about your county that you're like, the really?
Exactly. Leadership Santa Rosa helped me with that. But I mean, the industrial parks, I just took a neighbor through our industrial parks and he lives down on the south end. He had no idea what was happening in our industrial parks. And that team, we've been working, we bought more land there off of 87 and I-10. Mm-hmm. And those industrial parks already are full with commitments of people going, if you build it, we will come. And that's what we need, is getting these jobs, these high-paying jobs, so our folks can stay here. You know, we want them to stay in Santa Rosa County and not come across the bridge. That'll help traffic. There's all kinds of benefits. Right. Exactly. But, you know, bringing those companies in with those high-paying jobs and then working with the schools on the STEM programs, mm-hmm. and aviation mechanic programs and things like that is just a boom for this area, and it's a great thing to have those options.
And we have to remember, too, this isn't new. It's really great in Santa Rosa County, but that's because the leaders have, for the last 20 years, been buying land, mm-hmm. where perhaps in other counties they aren't. Shannon's done a really good job.
Shannon Ogletree.
Of growing the area, so we have a place to put them. And a lot of times those votes are very contentious because people don't understand why county government has to buy land. But this is exactly why. I mean, Whiting Field.
Exactly.
I mean, everybody thought that park was going to be, you know, nothing. And look how hopping
the
it
Leonardo
is.
The Leonardo Park on the corner,
yes.
Right.
And Don Salter had that vision many, many years ago. And you're going to see Leonardo breaking ground probably later this year on a monster facility.
And we all love the jobs now, but I tell you, those were some very unpopular votes.
Mm-hmm. And also what I think is, and you made it kind of in passing, Dave, the point that, by the way, it's The Wrap here, and we're talking with Dave Peach, former county commissioner, and Joy Tsuboka, who's a former PIO for Santa Rosa County. And you made the point in passing that it solves a little bit of the traffic issue because, you know, right now we have major roads issues in part because of the increased volume of people, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's right. No doubt.
Yes.
More is more, okay? Yep. But going back to the conversation that we've been having about OLF 8, which is if you have residential in the same geography where they're working, then they don't ever have to leave and get on 9 Mile or get on Beulah in order to go to the new connector when it connects to the interstate. They just stay where they work, and that alleviates all of those, you know, travel miles on those other connectors. Well, same thing is if folks who live up by Five Points in Santa Rosa County, if they work at Navy Federal, well, that's a lot of traffic on Woodbine, across 90, over the causeway, down 9 Mile. That's a lot of traffic.
Nobody wants to be at the Phil at 7:45.
Exactly. But if those same people, or maybe future people, can have a job, let's say, that's on Highway 87, you know, they're going the other way during rush hour, which is best.
Exactly.
You know, that's
mm-hmm.
ideal. And it's 87, so it's already got fairly substantial, robust capacity. You're not impeding traffic. I mean, they, you know, depending on how they get there, they might impact mm-hmm. Avalon. But the point is, if their commute time is shorter, that's better for their quality of life. It's also better for the cost and road miles to the roads.
Exactly.
And, you know, if you can have jobs where people live, you know, that's good, right?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. I mean, you see it with, and a lot of folks don't think about it, but, you know, you look at grocery stores. Oh, we have one 3 miles away. Well, their model is to put them closer to where the residents are. And guess mm-hmm. what? They're not traveling 8 miles to go to a grocery store. They're going 3, or it's nearer their neighborhood. So complaining about more grocery stores or Dollar Generals, I mean, Dollar Generals put them up and everybody complains about them. I mean, that was probably my biggest complaint. Why do we need one? Guess what? Every single one of them, the parking lot's full.
Right.
Because they're in the neighborhood and people are running there to get a gallon of milk.
And that's your first step of development. I mean, honestly, the Dollar General's first.
That's the outpost, right?
Right. And then everything comes in after that.
That's the beachhead.
Yes. Absolutely
right. Yeah. I mean, they wouldn't build them if people didn't use them. That's what I tried to tell people. I says, they're not building it thinking
sit there,
they
right.
know you're gonna come
right
you know so it's
and
it.
So you on the one hand
the field of dreams reason
yeah right and you know I'm with you I'm not a Dollar General patron particularly, but a lot of people are
mm-hmm. right.
And it's one of those weird stores that people love to hate, but look at what happens when they're there. Like you say, it's first them for a while, and then eventually a bunch of other stuff develops around them because they're, you know, that comes and you want that.
Yeah.
You know, you want the
other
restaurants. Right.
You want the
right.
diversity of store. It's got to start somewhere.
No, that's a really good point. You know, one of the other things, and you were very involved in this, Dave, is and it's just finally coming to fruition, is about a 500 plus acre parcel that the county, Santa Rosa County, has bought in the southeast corner, basically from actually bought or acquired. I can't remember. Maybe it was donated.
No, we actually bought
you
it.
Did
we
buy,
got
okay.
We got a grant of a federal U.S. Fish and Wildlife grant to pay for half of it. The county's putting up $1.8 million, which I really appreciate the support of my commissioners at the time to make that happen. But this is 545 acres of untouched land, three different parcels, actually, a couple 200-acre parcels and a smaller 45-acre one. But the two big ones are right on the East River. and it's untouched land, and there's wildlife on it. And I work with Trust for Public Lands, probably started that 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. And we worked with the owner, and we got the grant, and now they've approved the acquisition, so they're just waiting for the closing documents, and that's going to be 545 acres of green space in conservation rec forever that is unheard of on the south end of the county, you know.
Right, and, where there's really not that big park-ish kind of area.
Exactly.
Even though there's all the land, but there's not that, like, in one place where people can go and recreate.
Exactly. Walk trails, be part of the river. You grew up north, Andrew. What do we have up there? Forest preserves.
That's right, all over the place.
And that was government way back thinking, we're going to buy this land, make it a forest preserve. My wife was like, what's a forest preserve? And I was like, that was their attempt to preserve the forest within a major metropolis area. And, you know, we're doing that now. So it was a little more expensive than if we did it 10, 20 years ago.
The growth is not stopping.
Right. You know, so this is going to be a beautiful
thing. And you can't come in afterwards and build a preserve.
Exactly.
That doesn't work that way.
You can't put a longleaf pine that's, 50 right. years old back.
So here for the wrap, I've got Joy Tsuboka and Dave Peach, and let's get Candy in here with Traffic on the Fives.
And again, just watching that one accident in Milton, although it may have been cleared, I'll check just a second. Creighton and Davis showing an accident now with no roadblock. Taking a look in Century at State Line Road and Green Street showing an accident, not showing a roadblock there. And then as we take a look in Milton at Highway 90, it looks like part of that area has been cleared up, so it's moving. It's just moving really slow. Caution wherever you are, and certainly if you have a traffic tip, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Joy and Dave. Now, when we talked a little bit before the show, I always like to ask people, what do you want to talk about? I have my news things, but, what are you interested in? And both of you said the animal shelter.
Yes.
So, Joy, you are a volunteer at Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter,
That's
right?
That's correct, yes.
So tell us what's going on.
Well, it's kitten season right now, and I know that I have three fosters, and this is a time of year where we get a lot of neonates in. The shelter gets in a lot of neonates. So there is
a neonate?
And, it's an animal that's been taken away from their mother before okay. they're weaned.
Oh, okay.
So they have to be bottle fed and have to have a lot more care to them.
Okay.
And I do have to say that I want to thank former Commissioner Peach that my son did an Eagle Scout project for the shelter, and he contacted all his commissioners, and David was the only person that responded and actually.
Well, that's a thank you, and also the what. But yeah, okay, go
so,
ahead.
I mean, and for a 14-year-old, that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate you doing that. And so I know that I'm not a spokesperson for the shelter. I want to make sure I make that very clear. But they do have a wish list on Amazon that's very easily searchable. They do have a lot of needs for right now for formula, for kitten food. And I'm not going to leave the puppies out because the puppies need supplies also. And the shelter has really done a massive turnaround in the last 3 years. I mean, they've got no kill status now, which is amazing. It's a very
right.
hard.
That's a long process to get that certification.
And very hard to do. And I love the staff there, from the folks that have been there for a long time. They love the animals. They do a great job. And I just love the fact that I get to help them out.
Yeah, and that was,
which, by the way, just Escambia also is a no-kill.
Yes,
right.
I have fostered for Escambia also.
Also a no-kill shelter. Go ahead,
Dave. That was one thing when I took office was I'm a dog guy. We have 5 rescue dogs at home. 3 of them came from the shelter in Santa Rosa County. And that was, one of my focuses was, why are we killing? And it was just leadership. And it was changing, a mentality that had been there forever and letting the people who do the job actually tell you how to do the job. So it's a success. Go take a dog out for a walk. If you don't have one, you could rent
good
one for
you,
the day.
Good for the dog.
Yeah.
It's,
amen.
It's all good stuff.
Yep. Amen.
Well, Dave Peach, again, former county commissioner, and also Joy Tsuboka, who is a former PIO for the county and also for Santa Rosa County, and also the marketing director for Crown Healthcare Laundry, the biggest little gown and towel place you never heard of right here in Pensacola.
Right.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Can I do it live, Andrew?
Go on,
Commissioner
You're
listening
Parker.
To Wrap It Up, please.
News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
There could be full-time firefighters at the Beulah and Molino fire stations. We've got more on that right after this update from Fox News at News Radio 92.3.